This is Dr. Donald Marks, practicing internal medicine physician and hospital physician. Today I'm going to speak about a question that many people have asked me in the community and in my family. Do I have a cold? Do I have the flu? Maybe I'm having another episode of allergies, or should I be worried that I might have COVID? The sources of information I'm using for my presentation today are from the CDC, Harvard Medical School, the Cleveland Clinic, and Medscape. In addition, I've quoted some articles from peer-reviewed medical literature. In the past, a cough or sore throat would have been a pretty obvious sign that you've caught a cold or the flu. During this year's cold and flu season, you also have to wonder whether you have COVID-19. It's an important distinction to make. Not only can the new coronavirus cause severe complications, but it's also highly contagious. When people talk about the R number, they're referring to the contagiousness of the virus. Usually an R number greater than 1 refers to whether more than one person receives the vaccine from an infected person. People can be infected from an asymptomatic person, and of course, meaning that asymptomatic persons can infect those in their immediate surroundings or those they come in contact with COVID if they are infected. Most people with COVID infections that test positive are not symptomatic, but they are infectious. Respiratory illnesses like the cold and flu can share so many of the same symptoms: fever, cough, chills, tiredness, sore throat, body aches, headaches, stuffy nose, running nose, and even a rash, so it's not easy to tell the difference. In my own experience seeing hospitalized patients, I have to say, unfortunately, there is such a huge overlap between the symptoms of COVID-19 and other respiratory viral illnesses such as adenovirus, rhinovirus, and many other viruses that most of us in medicine think that it's largely impossible to tell one disease from the other based on symptoms alone. One symptom, though, that could point you to a COVID-19 diagnosis is the loss of taste and smell. We don't usually see these with other types of viral infections, such as simple cold and flu. Although you might have a gradual subtle dulling of taste and smell with a cold, COVID-19 is much more rapid and dramatic with a loss of taste and smell. Another thing that's different about the new coronavirus, the novel coronavirus 19, is that it can affect blood vessels and cause blood clots. This shows up as symptoms like chest pressure or pain and a severe headache. Survival from clinical COVID infections seems to be better in those taking daily aspirin before their infection. A recent study, I should point out, from a hospital in northern Florida came up with a treatment algorithm called ICANN, which stands for Immune Support, which in this case was high dose vitamin C plus zinc. The C was corticosteroids, A was anticoagulants, and M was macrolide antibiotics. Another good reason for even those who are asymptomatic infected or not infected to be taking a daily small dose of aspirin if you think you're at risk of contracting COVID, along with high dose vitamin C plus zinc. Another concern is whether we have fall allergies. Are you experiencing fall allergies as opposed to a viral infection? Allergies have a lot in common in their symptom presentation with COVID. They share symptoms like coughing, shortness of breath, headache, congestion, and fatigue. One difference is allergies don't cause a fever and chills, while COVID-19 doesn't cause itchy, watery eyes. Another tip-off is that if you've had these symptoms before, typically allergies are not new. They don't come out of the blue. But even if you've dealt with these fall allergies in the past, assuming they're the cause of your symptoms could be risky. If you assume you have allergies only to test positive for COVID-19 later, then you're in the position of looking back and saying, how many people might I have exposed when I assumed I had allergies? The surest thing to do if you're at all uncertain about your symptoms is to get a COVID test, which are becoming more and more available and less expensive. What to do if you have symptoms? In the past, you might have waited out mild symptoms like a cough or sore throat at home, but this year certainly is different. Even for mild symptoms, I would recommend testing. Call your doctor or local health department. Ask whether you need a COVID test and how to get one. Many pharmacies and urgent care centers offer them now along with drive-up test centers. While you wait for the results, take precautions. Stay home from work and keep your distance from other people, even in your own household, to avoid spreading a virus. There are also tests to diagnose the flu, some of which can give you results in 10 to 15 minutes. At least one test can help pinpoint what's ailing you by checking for both COVID-19 and the two common flu strains, influenza A and B, at the same time. The catch is that it may not be available everywhere. There may also be many strains of flu, so a negative test doesn't rule flu out. Other combined tests for COVID-19 and respiratory illnesses like the flu are being developed right now, as well as saliva tests that will make it easier and quicker for more people to learn whether they have the new coronavirus. Protect yourself against colds, the flu, and COVID-19. Make sure you get the flu vaccine, and if you're older, get up to date on your pneumonia vaccine, Pneumovax. In both flu and coronavirus, you can end up with serious illness requiring hospitalization. The healthcare community must maintain hospital operations for not only people who are sick with coronavirus, but also everyone else who needs to use our medical services. Since all upper respiratory illnesses, colds, the flu, and COVID-19 spread through respiratory droplets, taking the same precautions that health experts recommend to prevent COVID-19 should also spare you from those other infections. Wear a mask over your nose and mouth. Keep at least 6 feet away from others when indoors, and wash your hands often. Practice extra caution during the holiday season. The concern that we have is that many people travel to visit family and friends. We know that the COVID virus is increasing in its load, and frankly, it is out of control in many parts of our country. Being indoors in holiday gatherings of more than 10 or 15 people poses a high risk of transmitting the virus. This might be 1 year when you stay at home and see your family virtually via a Zoom dinner, particularly if you're at high-risk groups, including males, elderly, people with underlying illnesses such as obesity and diabetes, and smokers. Good luck on this upcoming season, and practice good health. Thanks for listening. Hello, and welcome to the Existentialist podcast, the home for interesting short topics related to medicine, current events, literature, and poetry. This is Donald Harvey Marks, a believer in reason, ethics, and social justice. I am a third-generation veteran, physician-scientist, inventor, and writer of medical fiction under the pen name Dmitry Markov. Most of the topics I present in the Existentialist podcast are chosen from my personal writings, essays by me or among my favorites, fiction books, and poetry. I also include readings from important literature, including Shakespeare, along with helpful introductory contextual information. You can find a lot of information about me on my personal blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com, which you can find by Googling personal blog for Donald Harvey Marks. In addition to almost all of the articles I have written, you will also find on my blog my list of favorite books and movies, my bio, blog sites that I follow, and useful links. You can contact me directly using Telegram Messenger at DH Marks. And now to the podcast, The Existentialist. This is Dr. Donald Marks. The information presented herein on this podcast is strictly for personal use. I do not state or imply a patient-physician relationship exists. I do not offer medical advice or treatment recommendations. Thank you.